Hey, it's Nicola with COVID-19 Facts First. Just in Queensland has recorded just 5 new cases of coronavirus overnight. The total number of infections diagnosed here is now sitting at 999, while 442 of those patients have since recovered. Also just in this morning, Donald Trump has announced the USA will pull its funding contribution to the World Health Organization. Trump says the COVID-19 outbreak could have been contained at its source and spared lives had the UN Health Agency done a better job investigating reports coming out of China. Back home, and many Coast parents are this morning grappling about what to do with their kids next week. Only children of essential workers can head to school, leaving mums and dads to pick up the slack at home. There's an indication of what to do. State Education Minister Grace Grace says she's only expecting a solid 2 to 3 hours of supervised learning a day. Meanwhile, Queensland Year 12 students can breathe a sigh of relief with confirmation there'll be one less exam from the Year 12 curriculum due to COVID-19. Year 12s will only need to sit 3 ATAR assessments instead of 4, but not everything is good news for senior students, with schoolies likely to be cancelled at the end of the year. And we may be flattening the COVID-19 curve in Australia, but the International Monetary Fund is warning our economy is in for a hit. It's set to shrink 6.7% this year. Prime Minister Scott Morrison confident we will bounce back, though, once the pandemic is done and dusted.
If the businesses can be held together with their employees, then we will be able to respond more quickly on the other side. Growth will take off far quicker than it would otherwise. You won't have people languishing for as long in unemployment.